How are you, Rick?
Hey, great. Just had my coffee and oatmeal with blueberries.
Well, I have a menagerie of topics I want to chat with you about. I always find it interesting that I can call you at any time and get you to come on to talk about anything. But sometimes when you call other folks, you can't get a response because you don't give them enough time. I did call the governor's office to get her response on some of the questions I'm going to ask you, and I was told that they were unavailable for comment. So you're going to be the lone spokesman for some of the topics. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's the reason is I'm available every day. And I go out and talk to my constituents every day, even Sunday before church.
Let's talk about the Michigan Civil Service Commission's postponed action on a proposal that you believe is an 11th hour attempt by Governor Jennifer Granholm to give same-sex benefits to state employees.
Yes. What they attempted to do yesterday was to give anybody that lives with a state employee, boyfriend, girlfriend, and all their dependents, could be same sex or any sex, they move in for at least 12 months, 18 years or older, and they get all health benefits paid for by the state. I object to that because by the governor's own estimation, it will be $6 million.
So are you against this strictly because it will be too expensive?
Well, certainly the cost is a big part. I don't think the $6 million figure is correct, and I challenged them yesterday. I said I think it'll be at least double that because many state employees were laughing and joking about it to me and said, I'll just have a friend move in and I'll sign them up for benefits. But I also think that the people of Michigan have spoken and when they did the ballot initiative on same-sex marriage, and they don't believe that there should be additional benefits in this area.
Well, the Civil Service Commission, which has the power to approve or reject the benefit changes, they have not set a date for a review. Do you think that'll happen this month, or will it be sometime next year when Governor Rick Snyder's administration takes office?
Well, they were prepared to vote for it yesterday, and some state employees who object contacted me, and I came in with the media. We had a lot of different sources of media there, and all of a sudden the pressure was on them, and they tabled it. They have not announced when they will have their next meeting.
What do you think would have happened?
Well, I think if I hadn't walked in and invited the media, that they would have passed it very quietly yesterday, and it would be the law of Michigan.
I wanted to get your take on a ruling that the 3% retirement levy must go into a trust, and this is monies for state workers. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, we asked our teachers and our state workers to pay 3% into a fund so that there would be money to pay for their retirement health insurance. The unions have objected. They filed a suit, and the judges ruled it must go into a fund temporarily until the final ruling. I understand what the judge has done. I would caution state employees. The money has got to come somewhere, from somewhere. Next year, we need to find $1.6 billion, billion with a B, and if you're not helping pay for your retirement health insurance, then it could mean more layoffs.
Rick, I know that folks are going to represent the people that they serve. When we talk to union heads, especially for the state workers, especially if you want to make an example out of Ray Holman from UAW 6000, his constant message is that his folks constantly give up things. They give up pay. They give up benefits. They constantly are hit where other sources are not, and they feel like they're being picked on. What's your take on that?
Well, I think, you know, and I respect Ray. I know Ray and his union, but I think you have to realize the state is in a horrible crisis. The only options are massive tax increases or cuts to programs, and possibly cuts to state workers. Now, I don't favor that as the first option, but if it has to be done, it has to be done. And my response would be, it's better to have your union members employed and have to pay more into the system than it is to have them unemployed.
Are state workers the guinea pigs? Are they the ones that are easy to take monies from and thus save money for the state?
Well, there's probably a little bit of that. It's tough to cut programs. Once you start a program in this state, it gets a lot of people want to continue the different programs. But I think next year we're going to sit down with the new governor and we're going to have to cut a lot of things. And as I said, it's either that or massive tax increases, and very, very few people are calling for that.
There is legislation that would amend a 1967 law to increase the allowable maximum parking ticket fee on campuses from $25 to $100. Colleges and universities would have to approve any ticket fee change for them to take effect. What's your feelings on that?
Well, I did support it. You know, we have MSU out there is about 50,000 students. And that's as big or bigger than many cities in Michigan. And certainly they have a horrible parking problem. And they need to control their parking. And what some of the MSU officials have told me is some of the more wealthy students simply park anywhere they want on campus. They don't care if they get a ticket. And they just simply treat it as a parking fee. So under this law, if signed by the governor, the university would be able to raise parking fees or parking fines. And I think what will happen, what they've suggested, is somebody got multiple tickets, 10 tickets, for example, then they would have to pay much more because they got so many tickets in one spot.
Rick, it seems like you've been in the media quite a bit. You own the Lansing State Journal, as you are on the front page. You're also on the front page of the local section. You've been involved in a lot of different legislation over the last few months. Is this a concerted effort to be a little bit more involved, or are we just bringing to light more of the business that you've been handling for a while?
Well, I've been doing the same thing for 6 years. In fact, 5 years back, the State Journal had a front page article, Rick Jones, the Freshman Fervor, announcing all the things that I'd done, protecting soldiers' custody rights, the Castle Doctrine, protecting your right to defend yourself from death or rape or great bodily harm and not be sued or prosecuted. I'm doing what Rick Jones does every day, and right now we're on a break, and I think what's happening is I'm the only one that's available, and that's what happens. They have to have something to write about, and I'm here. In fact, I think you'll see an article tomorrow on the Sunday morning liquor sales. Mullican, the village of Mullican, has contacted me, said, Rick, we want to keep it as it is. We want to ban Sunday morning sales, but then we'll let the restaurants open up at noon. Well, they contacted the Liquor Commission of the state, and they said, sorry, the law was written wrong, and you either have to ban all of Sunday or allow them to start selling at 7 a.m. And so that's something that I'm going to address legislatively in January. The intent of the law that I voted against, because I did not think it was written well, is the intent is that the community could continue the ban on Sunday morning sales.
And I know you've been quite involved with legislation to ban marijuana bars and clubs.
Yes, I will continue to pursue that. I've been contacted by numerous municipalities that are having a horrible problem. And I think almost anybody would agree that if marijuana is going to be a prescription drug, then you should buy it and take it home, not consume it on the premises and then drive away. It's already illegal to drive under the influence of marijuana. But what happens when you have a marijuana bar where you consume it, it just encourages people to drive away because very few people are going to bring a driver.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for your time. We always feel enlightened when we chat with you. Enjoy your day.
Okay, have a great day.